Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Monday morning and 33 degrees. Three people are dead in a Sunday morning home invasion north of New York City.
Two adults and a child were killed in a home invasion shooting in the town of Newburgh. That shooting occurring around 8 a.m. at a private home. Police say the victims were male and female adults in their 20s, as well as a 9-year-old boy. A 3-year-old boy who was shot was airlifted to a local hospital. He's in serious condition with multiple gunshot wounds. Investigators say it was a targeted attack and that there was no threat to the general public. Police have a person of interest in custody and have not yet announced a motive. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was injured early Saturday in a crash in East Wichita. This happened just after 12:15 a.m. on Kellogg, just west of Hillside. Now, the trooper was inside his vehicle, pulled over on the outside shoulder with emergency lights on when the vehicle was struck from behind by an eastbound Jeep. Both the 22-year-old trooper and the 41-year-old driver of the Jeep were taken to Wesley Medical Center for minor injuries. Kellogg was reduced to one lane for a couple of hours.
The University of Kansas Medical Center is testing a male contraceptive gel that men apply to their shoulders.
The school's research institution is conducting a clinical trial for the contraceptive and searching for participating couples. The gel is a mixture of nesterone and testosterone. Nesterone blocks the male hormone production needed to generate sperm. Testosterone in the gel replaces testosterone usually produced in the male body. Dr. A.J. Nangia is the center's vice chair of urology. He says the study should not lessen a man's sex drive and that sperm count should return to normal within 9 months. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Four states along the Missouri River are joining forces to look for ways to avoid the kind of flooding that caused millions of dollars in damage last year. Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas are pooling their money to pay for half of a $400,000 study with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to measure how much water flows down the Missouri River. State officials hope to present a united front to federal officials to gain more influence over how the river is managed after devastating floods in 2011 and 2019.
Desperate times demand desperate measures. Local media reports children taking up arms in a region of Mexico.
Villagers in southern Mexico are arming kids as young as 8 years old to defend against violent drug cartels. Over 20 children in Chilapa have been trained and armed to defend against Los Ardillos, a ruthless gang that's been preying on the region. 10 local musicians were gunned down in Chilapa last week while returning from a party. The gang is blamed for the massacre. Children have been armed in other communities in the state of Guerrero, one of Mexico's most violent regions due to bloody turf wars between rival drug gangs. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A federal appeals court sides with a gay married couple in a dispute about their child's birth certificate.
Ashley and Ruby Henderson claim local and state health officials in Lafayette, Indiana, discriminated against them by refusing to list both of their names as parents on their son's birth certificate in December 2014. The county court at the time allowed only the birth mother, Ruby, to be listed as a parent. A three-judge panel appeals court rejected the state's appeal, upholding a 2016 district ruling requiring Indiana to identify both wives in a union as parents. Indiana's Attorney General's office is disappointed in the ruling. The state could seek to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. High pressure is tracking southeast across the plains today. That's going to keep our weather fairly uneventful, but things will be changing overnight into Tuesday morning. Our high this afternoon, 47, a mix of rain and snow overnight. Our low near 30, that will then likely transition to snow on Tuesday with 1 to 2 inches possible. Our high 34. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, north wind at 9 miles per hour and 33 degrees. KNSS News Time now, 8:35, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and it's Time for entertainment news. That's right. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted.
And of course, we will take a look at all the results from the Grammy Awards last night.
The premier Grammy show, the pre-show, rapper Lil Nas X won Best Music Video for Old Town Road. Country star Tanya Tucker won her first Grammy ever, Best Country Song for Bring My Flowers Now, and Best Country Album for While I'm Living.
I just want to say that no matter how young or old you are, never stop following your dreams. Keep going.
She's also nominated for Song of the Year. Many celebrities reacting on the red carpet to the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant, tweeting out their sadness.
From the pre-Grammys and on to the awards themselves.
And the Grammy goes to Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish was the big winner at the 62nd Annual Grammy Awards. The alternative pop star took home 5 of the 6 awards she was nominated for.
So you're a tough guy,
including
like really
Song, Album, Record, and New Artist of the Year. Right behind Eilish was another big winner, Lizzo, who took home 3 awards. Dan and Jay picked up Country Pop Duo Performance with Speechless. And for Pop, Old Town Road, Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. The show on CBS paid tribute to Kobe Bryant in its opening and had tribute performances for Prince and Nipsey Hussle.
Now, and speaking of which, of course, the news of the day, the death of NBA star Kobe Bryant did pervade into the Grammys last night.
Lizzo opened the Grammy Awards on CBS with a shout-out to the late Kobe Bryant and handed it off to host Alicia Keys, who paid tribute to the basketball star.
And we're literally standing here heartbroken in the house that Kobe Bryant built.
Keys then asked for a moment of silence to commemorate those who perished in the helicopter crash that happened early Sunday and was joined by Philly natives, Boyz II Men, in a song. Bryant was also from Philadelphia. Throughout the night on CBS, performers like Run-DMC and Lil Nas X held up Bryant's Lakers jersey on stage at the Grammys. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
How did things shake out this weekend at the box office?
Fox on Film.
I'm Kathleen Maloney. Moviegoers stuck with the Bad Boys at the box office this weekend. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence remain the top ticket sellers with Bad Boys for Life.
Look at this mess. It's carnage.
I didn't do all this.
You didn't shoot anybody?
Well, come on, Cap. You know I shot some people.
Yeah.
Bringing in $34 million. The World War I flick, 1917, is second with nearly $16 million in ticket sales.
Your orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack. If you fail, it will be a massacre.
And movie director Sam Mendes took the top prize at the Directors Guild Awards on Saturday. Guy Ritchie's gangster film, The Gentleman, is the top new release.
I want you to imagine a character. Your boss, Mickey Pearson.
You're too smart to be blackmailing us, Fletcher.
The Gentleman selling $11 million worth of tickets over the weekend. That's Fox on Film.
Let's get up close with a celebrity.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Rob Lowe and Liv Tyler of Fox's new series, 911 Lone Star. The actors say a big difference between their spinoff show and the original is how character-driven theirs is. They share what we'll learn about these first responders when we first meet them.
He's the only survivor of 9/11 from his firehouse. So he's still serving. He's rebuilt that house in New York. He loves New York. He's got a son who he adores, who is also in the department with him. And there's the whole team is wiped out in Austin, Texas. And they come to him and say, you've rebuilt the firehouse from scratch. Would you ever consider coming to Austin?
So I play a woman named Michelle Blake, who's the paramedic captain in Austin. But my character has a sister who's gone missing. So she's really in a dark place in her life. She's really suffering a lot. And I think whenever she's at work, it's the only time she forgets about what's killing her inside. She's very good at her job.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Another Broadway show is heading for the big screen.
Get your Mean Girls one-liners ready. As producers of the Tony-nominated Broadway show have announced that Mean Girls will be adapted for the big screen, becoming a movie musical this time for Paramount Pictures. Actress and comedian Tina Fey, who wrote the original Mean Girls film back in 2004 and also the stage production, released a statement saying that she's excited to bring Mean Girls back to the big screen. She also said that she spent 16 years years with these characters now, likening them to her own Marvel Universe. Faye will also be featured in the new movie musical. Mean Girls joins a growing trend of Broadway adaptations, including West Side Story, Sunset Boulevard, and of course, Cats, which came out late last year. Mike Unzelman, Fox News.
Disney is dusting off yet another classic for a remake.
Disney is again betting on the classics.
What's the matter?
What happened?
Did the young prince fall down? Is he hurt?
No, he's all right.
The Mouse House has announced a live-action remake of the 1942 animated film Bambi. The original film is a coming-of-age classic that centers on a young deer named Bambi who joins his new friends, a rabbit named Thumper and a skunk named Flower, in exploring their forest home. And as he grows into adulthood, he learns that there is tragedy as well as beauty and joy in the forest. The film received 3 Oscar nominations for Best Song, Best Score, and Best Sound. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Or Disney could do what it used to do. Put Bambi back in the theaters.
Yeah, there you go.
Let a whole new generation discover it.
Take a look
at it. Yeah,
yeah,
but no. Gotta be up to date, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, fans of a wildly popular show, some of them are feeling duped after a viral video.
Twitter users in meltdown mode over a video which seems to reveal that James Corden doesn't actually drive during his segment, Carpool Karaoke.
Justin Bieber.
Oh my God.
And James Corden.
A Twitter user sharing footage of Corden and his guest for an upcoming episode, Justin Bieber, being pulled by another truck and a rig. Critics say they feel duped, calling it fiction or referring to it as carpool karaoke. Others are relieved. One tweeting, I have seen James's eyes on the road 30% of the times that he is driving. I wondered how he didn't crash. I actually feel better now. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Happy birthday today to actor James Cromwell, who is 80 years old today. Pretty versatile actor. He's in Babe, Star Trek First Contact, L.A. Confidential, The Green Mile, Space Cowboys, I, Robot, The Longest Yard, The Queen, W, Secretariat.
Wow.
The list goes on and on.
Busy guy.
Yep. James Cromwell. Remember, one of the first places I saw him was he was on Archie. He was on All in the Family and Archie Bunker's place.
Oh, was he? Yeah.
Stretch Cunningham. James Cromwell.
Stretch.
Oscar nominee and Emmy Award winner. So, well, happy birthday today to actor James Cromwell, who is 80 years old today. And it was 50 years ago on this day that John Lennon stepped into the recording studio and recorded Instant Karma. So on the same day that he wrote it. Yeah.
That's moving right ahead.
Uh-huh.
You know.
This was released just a week and a half after he wrote it and recorded it. The song reached the top 5 on the American singles charts. He wrote it on this day, one day, January 27th, 1970, 50 years ago on this day. It was conceived, written, recorded, and released within a 10-day period, making it one of the fastest released songs in pop music history.
Wow.
Yeah, they got it out in stores.
It's going
quick.
Yeah.
Well, they were still trying to capitalize on the breakup of the Beatles, and they were all wanting to start on their solo careers, so things were on a fast track back then. One of my favorite John Lennon songs, Instant Karma, written and recorded 50 years ago on this day. We all shine on, like the moon and the stars and the sun.
Yes, sir.
Hey, entertainment news is brought to you by the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. Fantastic repair business. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. And if you've got an appliance that's in trouble, you just call Terry and make an appointment. 409-1525. Get yourself some instant karma by doing business with the good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:43 now, Steve, it's 10 in the morning on KNSS. Stay tuned for the Wichita Business Journal update with Bill Roy. A look at the Kansas employment picture on the way. Steve, it's 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.